Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
And it is healthy children and healthy hearts. And in this Heart Awareness Month, we certainly have to keep our children in mind, because our children's little hearts are what we treasure so much about them. And we have to do everything we can to keep those little hearts as healthy as possible so they grow into very healthy, heart disease-free adults. My guest is Dr. Sarah DeFerranti. She's assistant professor of pediatric cardiology at Harvard Medical School and the director of preventive cardiology at Boston Children's Hospital. So, Dr. DeFerranti, when we're thinking of really, truly healthy children, the name of this show and healthy hearts, healthy children to me is their hearts. What is your best advice for keeping our children as healthy as possible?
Well, I like to think of it in terms of a set of numbers. So I think about 8, 5, 2, 1, and 0. And when I think about that, I'm meaning 8 hours of sleep a day, 5 fruits and vegetables, 2 hours or less of screen time, 1 hour of exercise, and no sugar-sweetened beverages. I think if we all could follow that type of a lifestyle, we'd be a lot healthier nation.
Well, I think we certainly would. Now, when we talk about nutrition, so many parents have trouble feeding their children healthy foods, you know, getting them to eat healthy. I am a big proponent. My kids started gardening with me when they were very little, helping me plant the vegetables, seed, weed, everything, and even cook them. And now, as a result, I'm a lucky parent, because there's not a vegetable my kid won't eat, either of my children. So, but not all parents have that same, and so kids like junk food, and junk food contributes to not only heart problems, but obesity and, you know, really everything. So what's your best advice when a parent comes to you and says, I can't get them to eat healthy food?
You know, it is a real challenge, and you are a lucky parent, because most of us have to struggle with eating our own fruits and vegetables, let alone helping our kids. I think I talk about modeling. I talk about sitting down as a family and trying new fruits and vegetables. I talk about trying to get a fruit or a vegetable in at breakfast. So if you have a fruit at breakfast, you're ahead of the game to try and get in one at every meal. And I talk about experimenting with new ways of cooking things. It takes persistence. It takes incredible persistence on the part of the parent, and you just have to remember that if you model it, that might make it more likely for your kids to follow your own example.
And, you know, another suggestion for parents that I like to make is that if you go to the produce department, now it's always a little more expensive bringing your kids grocery shopping with you to begin with. Right? We all know that, because the crappy food is at their eye level. But if you bring them into the produce department and say, let's pick one new vegetable, and we're going to try and cook it and find a way that we all like, it becomes more of a sort of a fun game for kids. And they get more involved than looking at kale and going, ugh, you know. And now as a result, my kids love kale and crispy kale, and it's so healthy for them. So turning things into a game for kids is a great way.
I think that's true. And I think giving kids responsibility or ownership is absolutely important. The other thing to think about is, you know, splurge a little bit on your fruits and vegetables. We're all willing to spend, you know, $5 at McDonald's if you're in a rush, but spend $5 on cut-up cantaloupe in the winter season. It is a bit of a splurge, but, you know, that makes it a treat, and talk about it like that. You know, this is a treat. We're going to try something. You can pick out a fresh fruit or a fresh vegetable that you don't usually get to have, and we're going to eat this like dessert.
See, and that's another thing. By, you know, I'm not a proponent of hiding healthy food in other foods, but if you make them something that's really appealing, like a smoothie with Greek yogurt, almond milk, and you keep your fruits, if they get too soft, put them in the refrigerator, in the freezer, and use them as your frozen fruit, and make a great smoothie for the kids along with their breakfast in the morning. That gets them their protein and their fruits, and it looks pretty. Yeah.
I think that's right. The other thing to do is make it into a popsicle. You can freeze it, and that makes it a treat, but it's actually made out of fruit and yogurt. It's not going to work for everybody, but you just got to keep trying new ways and helping kids look online with you for a new recipe.
That's a great idea, the popsicles. I love that. And you have to keep trying. That's a good message, Dr. DeFerranti, is that you have to, if your child doesn't like something the first time, try it again, maybe in a different way.
Absolutely.
You know, spinach or something. Try it again in a different way and see if they like it that way.
As toddlers, kids have to try things maybe 9 times before they like it. So just extend that into, you know, through those horrible, challenging teenage years and say, well, at the end of this, maybe they'll come out and they'll try something new and they'll say, oh, this isn't so bad after all that.
Well, and as a pediatric cardiologist, now you must be seeing this epidemic of childhood obesity all around us. And things coming up that you just probably didn't expect to see when you're in medical school, but now you are. So what do you do with parents who have kids that are already kind of past that point where it's like, you know, preventive medicine, now we're into the actual treatment of things?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have a very busy preventive cardiology practice that's turned out to be a very busy risk factor management practice. Lots of kids who are already on their way towards diabetes, have high cholesterol and high blood pressure, and we just stick with them. It's persistence, 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 offering up different ideas, being supportive of any movements towards change, even without actually seeing real change in BMI or change in weight, just any suggestion that they might be understanding what we're talking about. And we try and work with the parents, but we also try and work with the kids. And sometimes it's best to kind of divide those two efforts so you're hitting both of them at once with different messages.
Well, it definitely has to be working for the whole family. But now how do you find that line, Dr. DeFerranti, when you're working with kids in that situation between what we as parents hear all the time, don't talk about weight loss, you know, it'll create an eating disorder, or poor body image, especially in our girls. Where is that line? Well, yeah, you do need to lose weight and get up and get active.
I try and focus on the cardiac risk factors as opposed to the weight itself, which is a risk factor, but I talk more about the blood pressure, the cholesterol, and that's something that I can point to and say we need to fix this part because we want to have you stay strong. That's how I talk about being healthy and strong. And if they ask me about weight, we talk about it, but I don't lead with that because I agree it's not the end game. It's really about cardiac risk factors, and then I go for the weight if people still have energy, time, and interest in talking about it.
So it has to be the positive reinforcement message as opposed to the other way.
Well, I think once people see me, they are open to listening, and that's a big step already. But I think it has to be very positive, very supportive, very understanding of how this is difficult, and recognizing that if this were easy, our nation wouldn't look exactly like we look today.
And do you find that it's difficult being with parents and saying, yes, your child has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you need to change some of these lifestyle things? Are the parents, and parents, I want you to listen to this, are they receptive to hearing that?
I think some parents are very receptive. Parents are also carrying around a tremendous amount of guilt, worried that they are, you know, they brought this on to that child either through their genetics or through their eating habits or their parenting. There's a whole bunch of guilt, and it's hard to do these things right. So I think the best thing to do is come to the table with what you have as a parent, which is you want to do best by your child, and see where we can take it from there.
As a preventive pediatric cardiologist, your best advice for parents listening to get their children healthy and protect those sweet, adorable little hearts?
To that same number, you know, get enough sleep, 8 hours, eat your fruits and vegetables, 5 a day, 2 hours or less of screen time, get your exercise in every day, ideally 60 minutes, and no sugar-sweetened beverages. If we hit all those points, the rest are fine-tuning.
The rest is fine-tuning. You're listening to Radio MD. You can listen anytime, on the go or on demand. This is Healthy Children, and I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.